In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only God. Amen. Our title tonight is Come Over to and Help Us. You remember the sentence or the verse in Acts 16 that some guy, Macedonian, appeared in a vision to St. Paul saying, Come over and help us. Let's read the passage first. Then he came to Derbe and Lystra, St. Paul, okay? And behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. He was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted to have him go on with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in that region, for they all knew that his father was Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, decree qanun al-iman, or the traditions, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. So the church was strengthened in the faith and increased the number daily. Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word on Ish. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, and the vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, Come over to Macedonia and help us. Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia. The first idea I want to give you tonight, that any of the servants in evangelism usually work with four patterns of people. The first, a father or a reference. The second is the disciple to himself. Somebody will follow him. The third is the stranger, or what we call those who you will serve. And the fourth is the partner in your service, the fellowship, the fellow guy you are working with. So usually as a servant, as an evangelist, you are working with four: your father in confession, or your superior in the service, and your disciple, the one who is going to follow you, and your partner, the co-servant, your fellow, and also the one you are going to preach to, the stranger, you may call. Now let's apply this in St. Paul, according to the passage we read. It was written that then he came to Derbe and Lystra, these areas in Asia Minor, Turkey now, okay? And behold, a certain disciple was there. When we call a disciple, we do not mean one of the 12, you know, and not one of the 70. Anyone who accepted faith and got baptized, named disciple, in the first like 10 years of the early church, anyone was called disciple. They were later called Christian in Antioch, but in the early church, all Christians were named as disciples. So when he say a disciple, a certain disciple, he means somebody who is Christian. Well, they're named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed. His mother was Jewish, and now she is Christian. But his father was Greek, and they did not say that he was converted to Christianity. Maybe his father was still pagan or Greek. He was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium, which means that he was famous of his nice faith and strong character and and righteousness man. Now, what St. Paul can do with this? Actually, he had a problem that in order to take him into the synagogues of the Jews to preach the word of God, they won't accept him because he was well known as being the son of a Greek one. So he was not circumcised. In the chapter before this one, chapter 15 in Acts, there was a big deal about the circumcision, and St. Paul was the strongest one against circumcision. He was preaching that circumcision has nothing to do with Christianity, with salvation. But in this case, because he wanted Timothy with him to preach with him, he could flexibly circumcise Timothy just to take him into the synagogues for preaching. So this is an important issue, that you may make something which is not regular, which is not common, just for preaching, but it does not mean that it affected his doctrine, his faith. He still preached the word of God, salvation by only Jesus Christ, nothing to do with circumcision, just circumcision for this problem, just to overcome this problem. Also, he considered what they were saying about Timothy. When you go to any country preaching, you may choose the local servants, and while choosing this local servant, you should listen to how people look to each other, who is the most acceptable one in this group, who is the one who is really beloved by all. And this is important, because if you are going to make him a servant with these people, or a priest later on, or a bishop like St. Timothy, you should make sure first that he is accepted by his people. So he considered this point very good, very much. And although there was a problem, he did not ignore Timothy and look for another people. No, he conquered the problem and overcome it by making him circumcised, just to take him as a co-servant or a disciple. So it was very important to St. Paul to choose the disciple before going on preaching. And this is a very important issue. You know, now after 2 months of the course, I think you got the idea. In any country you are going to preach to, it's a priority in our preaching to make a local servant staff. And very much important. It's not important just to go preaching. You cannot do it alone. You need somebody to help. So from the early beginning, just choose the best who can follow you after, who can make the story completed. Also, it was written, Paul wanted to have him go on with him. He took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in the region, for they all knew that his father was Greek. So it's important to consider the culture, the people around, how they look at you, how they think. Just consider the ideas. Although you do not believe in circumcision, it's not important anymore, but for these people, just to start to approach them, you need him circumcised. You got it? The second idea is, how about the relation of St. Paul and the forefathers, the apostles? Does he have a real father, a reference? It was written, they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. Imagine St. Paul, although he is a bishop now, he's an apostle, and he is very much gifted by making miracles and preaching and opening many churches everywhere. But though he was following the steps of the fathers, of the apostles, he was delivering the decrees of the church. So you should follow the steps of your church, the orthodox doctrine, what you received from the church. You are not preaching your way and your thoughts and your ideas. No, you should follow the Orthodox faith. This is the kind of respect and submission any servant, any evangelist should have in his preaching. Also, it was written here that there is some way of tradition and delivering the decree. The traditions of the church. I can imagine St. Paul saying to the people in Lystra or Derbe that St. Peter and St. James and St. John taught me how to make the Mass this way, how to baptize the people this way. They said that concerning the marriage it should be this way. So he is giving the tradition of the church delivered to him by the apostles and the elders of the church. Also, it means that you should have a continuous discipleship, and you should stay as disciple, although you are a teacher now. St. Paul now was an apostle, was a teacher, but he kept himself as a disciple. And when you read his letter to Galatians, you will know that St. Paul referred to the church after like 14 years of preaching, just to put his service before the hands of St. Peter, St. John and St. James, just to evaluate his service, to advise him. Although he is a very great apostle, but he was referring to the church and the bishop there. The third relation, how about the relation between the servant and the one who are served? It was written that churches were strengthened in the faith and increased the number daily. You know, you will have some of those who you serve are very polite and easily accept the faith. But you will face at a time many of those who refuse your words, who refuse the message. So don't worry about it. This is very much common in preaching. In a country you will feel that the doors are very widely opened, and in other countries they are not that opened. Now we come to the stranger. It was written that when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word on Asia. This is the most important point I want to mention tonight. Now look at the map. Please look at the map. This is important in our preaching program, that you know some geographia, some maps, because this is important to know where are you and where are you going to. Now he was St. Paul. He started his service in Jerusalem, down there. Okay, you can see Jerusalem. And after some time, he went to Antioch, because Barnabas took him from Tarsus to Antakya. He stayed in Antioch for many years preaching. Then the idea of preaching in Asia came, and he started his journeys with San Bernabe and San Mark and others. So he went from Antioch to Lystra. This is the area where we were talking about. And then it was written here that they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia. They were forbidden. Now look again to the map. Where is Phrygia and Galatia? Galatia to the north of Lystra. You can see Galatia, you can see the name of Galatia. So he was planning to go north, to go up, but he was forbidden. The Holy Spirit stopped him. We did not know why. We will know later. So he had nothing to do now. What to do? So let's follow up. This means that in some areas you will feel like there is some message of no stop, stop now. And there is no other message to tell you what next, what to do now. Do you go to back to Antioch? Do you just stay in Lystra? But he finished the early story of Lystra. Now he delivered the message and he gave them the decrees. He may make some priests. So it's time to go to other areas. So you may not know why it's forbidden now. And after a few years he made the letter to Galatians, and Galatians was one of the very famous church at that time. But in the early beginning it was forbidden to go into Galatia. After that, it was said, after they had come to Mysia, we will look at the map again, they tried to go into Bithynia. But the Spirit did not permit them again. Again, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, did not permit them again. Look again to the map. From Lystra, look after Pisidia. You can see Pisidia and Mysia and Bithynia. Now you know, he was about to go up to Galatia. It was forbidden. So he tried to go indirectly, to turn around. You understand? It's very obvious in the map. He will go to Mysia, then Bithynia, so he can catch Galatia from the back. As if he was deceiving the Holy Spirit. He's still pointing at Galatia. His plan was Galatia. But the Holy Spirit had another plan. This is the main point I want to focus on. The Holy Spirit had another plan. His plan was Galatia. Galatia is a very famous area, full of people, and the center of Asia Minor, and will be the light for everywhere. But there was another plan. So the Holy Spirit did not permit them. How? We do not know till this moment how. How the Holy Spirit did not permit him. I don't know actually. Maybe some problems happened. Maybe he couldn't speak the word of God. Maybe he was stopped by the military or the government. There was some obstacle which he cannot overcome. And why? He did not know even why. But what's after this? So, passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. He was now, you know, like Tay. He didn't know where to go. So now, after going to Mysia, can you see Mysia? He went to Mysia. He couldn't get into Mysia. The Holy Spirit said no. Just he went down to Troas, back to the sea. Okay? But Troas is far away from Asia Minor, the center of his dream, of his plan. Okay? It was like human arrangement, and there was another plan. And what is this plan? So he spent the whole time of this bad time praying. Why, God? Why you are preventing me? Did I start wrong? Did I choose the wrong journey? Wasn't your mission? Are you not accepting me anymore as a servant? Maybe many ideas came. But with confusion and waiting and praying, it came to be, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night in Troas, on the sea. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. So it came at night through a clear vision that the plan of God is not Galatia or Asia Minor. Now it's time for Macedonia. It was not there in the mind of St. Paul. You understand what I want to tell you? That you are not going to choose the place you're going to in this service. You are just pushed into some plan of God. You have to accept it. Don't be stubborn, and you should accept the obstacles happened and the voice of the Holy Spirit, either yes or no. So a Macedonian man, I think the Holy Spirit did not say, go just to Macedonia, but he presented to him the man of Macedonia with his garment or uniform of this Greek. Macedonia is Greek. Okay, this is the start area of the north area of Greece. So he was seeing the man, the target man. You should love this culture, this man, because the Holy Spirit chose this area to start now. And he was pleading, you know, saying, just as he said, he was saying loudly and crying for the help. So after this, it comes like, come over to Macedonia. Why the Holy Spirit used the term come over? You know, I guess it means come over your plan, come over your previous plans, come over your regular thinking, the old ones, come over or cross over the sea. You know, when you look back to the map, he was just walking inside Asia Minor. It takes months to go walking, but surprise, he was going to pass the sea, to cross over the sea. Get out of the accustomed or the usual plan you had. And he concluded that the Lord had called us. After such period of confusion, maybe it took him some months, but after such period, he was now clear with the vision or mission of the Lord that Macedonia is the target. After he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia. Now who is saying we? Who is saying we? Saint Luke, the writer of Acts. From this point, Saint Luke was one of his group. He joined the group of missionary from that point. So from now on, Saint Luke will express the story as we go. We sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Now look again to the map. From Troas, now he will cross over the sea to go to Samothrake, to Neapolis, to Philippi, and this is the area of Macedonia. Can you see the Macedonia? But to go to Macedonia, he should cross over the sea, which he didn't imagine before. So Macedonia is up there in Greece, far away from Galatia. Different area, different culture, different plan, different story, different people. It was not the plan of the Holy Spirit. Galatia is not for now. Now it's the time for Macedonia. You know, he needs the spiritual guidance. We need always to follow those who listen carefully to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Saint Paul spent a long praying just to know where to go. And they believed in him, so they followed him. They didn't say this was not the plan. They didn't say so. They just followed him. Because they knew, although they did not know anybody in this area. They knew many in Asia. But now going to Macedonia, it's now a bigger story. They knew nobody. This is different culture. This is, you know, a colony. A colony means there's Romans now. They will face other problems, and you will see the problems in Philippi. Philippi in Macedonia, by the way. If you remember the story of Philippi and the prison in Philippi, that was in Macedonia. So they knew this is a bigger story, a harder one. But they should follow the plan, the new plan. And a clear vision. So the focus now is, you will make your vision clearer by praying, by obeying, by submission to the Holy Spirit, by listening carefully to the voices coming to you through the circumstances, through the people around, through the Word of God. you shouldn't be stubborn in this mission. The map again, from Samothrake, Neapolis, Philippi, and we were staying in that city for some time. Therefore, sailing from Troas, we ran a straight course. Look at this, a straight course. Orthodox way. بالاستقامة. Straight way. If the vision is clear, you will go straight. Although many will tell you, what are you going to do? Did you go mad? What are you going to do there? We ran a straight course to Samothrake, and the next day came to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, and they did not stop at Neapolis or Samothrake because they should catch Macedonia. This was the message. Which is the foremost city of that part of Macedonia, a colony, and we were staying in that city for some day. So you should run a straight course. When you have a clear vision, you will go straight. You will save much time, and you will do as exactly as the Holy Spirit needs you to do. We were staying in that city for some days. This is very important in development. Our professor of development tonight with us, Dr. Magdi, and in preaching, that we should spend some time before preaching. With the new culture we are in, we should listen to the words of the people. We should look carefully how they live. So they spend some days just looking around. They stayed in the city for some days. They did not say any single word now, because this is a new world to them. They should explore this area first. How to start with, how to say, what to say. And you know, after they spent some time in Philippi, he started on Saturdays. There were no synagogues, no meeting for the Jews. And after some time, he found out that the Jews, the few Jewish people, meet each Saturday on the shore, on an area with the water. So he went there preaching, and the first lady accepted faith was Lydia, and he went to her home, and he spent with St. Luke and his group some weeks with Lydia, and after that he had his problem with Philippians, and he was imprisoned with Sila, and the prison was opened with a miracle, and the prisoner accepted the faith. You know, remember the story. So my message to tonight is just focus on the voice of the Holy Spirit. Don't go by your mind. We should put plans, but our plans will not be that tough. It should be flexible, because we may find out through our journey that our Lord needs another area, and the priorities to Him is much different. From that day, the missionary shifted from Asia to Europe. This was the start of Europeans to believe in Christ. From that day, although I guess Saint Paul never dreamed of going to Europe. His dream was just Asia, because Asia was tough, was crowded with people, with a very big city. And he dreamed of just they accept the faith. You know, his dream changed many times. St. Paul, his first dream was just to be a very good Jewish man and to stop this hypocrisy called Christianity. After some time, his mission was just to make all the Jewish people Christian. And there was another shift. Stop thinking of the Jewish people, just start with the pagans. The pagans means Asia. So my focus now will be on Asia. Another shift, another step, shift from Asia to Europe. So being flexible in the hand of our Lord, you will know exactly what to do. And by this, Europe was enlightened by the teaching of St. Paul. All Greece was covered by his teaching. He went to Athens, to Corinthians, and most of the letters or the epistles we have in the New Testament was in Greece, you know. We had a letter for Galatia, but most of the other letters are in Greece. So that was the plan of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Amen. Do you have any questions concerning this idea? Yes, please go. I guess the Jewish people was more in Asia Minor because it's, you know, nearer to the areas of the Jewish. So he was planning to start always through the Jew. But to start in Greece, there were no Jews. You understand? So it's difficult to him. It's new. Yes, please go. Yeah. Okay. It's a nice question. How could we hear the proper voice of our Lord Jesus Christ and it's not coming from us? How could we believe that this is exactly the word of God, the plan of God? Actually, it needs many points. First of all, you should set your goal clear that you are serving God. You are not making your goals, you are not achieving yourself, you are just serving God the way He likes. You are working with Him. Submission, yes, the story of submission and the clear goal and the clear motive of service. This is the first idea in service. The second point, you spend a long time in praying. You should spend long time in praying and praying humbly. You need to know what's exactly the plan of God. God, what do you need me to do? Where do you need me to go? What do you need me to do? I don't want to do what I know, what I like to do, what I used to do. I need to do what you exactly like me to do. So it needs, you know, long praying. The third point is just listen carefully to the word of God. You know, by now listening to this word of God, now we know that our plans, although for the service, may not be that God's plan, although we are serving God. So by listening to the word of God, we will get what they call discernment, al-ifraz, wisdom, to differentiate the real God's voice from the voice of our feelings, of our emotions, of our motives. Yes, the message of God. So first of all, clear goal or submission, you can say, praying and the word of God. The last point I would say, listen to your father of confession. At least 10 look at the group serving with St. Paul, they listened to St. Paul and they followed him, although they were planning to stay in Asia Minor. You understand? So they followed his steps. Okay, St. Paul was the leader and they believed in him and they prayed with him. So he got the message, we believe and we will follow you. And although they had many troubles in Macedonia after, they never thought of this was a wrong message. No, that was the real message of God, although there are many problems. After many years, they understood the plan of God. They saw the whole picture clear after, but after many years to us. Concerning the homework for the next 2 weeks, خلاص ده آخر حاجة ده. No, the next week we will work together, but مفيش واجبات تاني خلاص. هو ده آخر واحد وده like paper assignment. يعني ده كده هتعمل paper، مش هنديك واجب بمعنى واجب يعني. عاوزين نعمل بيبرز. احنا الفكره دي طلعت يوم السبت while we were in عرابي. We got the idea of making flyers for evangelism عشان نعرف الكنيسة ونعرف our faith. You will choose one of these topics. We needed in just 5 papers, A4 يعني, واخدين بالكم, من 4 لـ5 صفحات. هتختار واحد من المواضيع دي: The Holy Trinity, Why Pain, Why Evil, Why Christ is God or the Incarnation, Church and Sacraments, specifically baptism, holy. يعني مش لازم تتكلم على الجواز بس ممكن برضو, يعني فيش مشكلة, بس تختار واحد من الساكرمنتس وتقدمه. The Holy Communion specifically, ده لوحده. Repentance and Confession, The Story of Salvation, Why Orthodox, Tips on the History of the Coptic Church, Saint Mark the Evangelist, What to Know About the Coptic Orthodox Church, Tips on the Church Order. هو المكتوب قصادكم بقى. احنا بنختار موضوع على فكرة, ممكن تختار دلوقتي او تختار في البيت. Tips on the Doctrine, Tips on the History of the Orthodox Faith. You can use any of the Orthodox books available, عربي ولا English, بس انت هتكتب English. واخدين بالكم, topic اللي هتكتبه هتكتبه بالإنجليش في 4-5 صفحات A4 وتقدمه لنا في الأنافورة. معاك 2 أسبوع شغل, فالواجب مش صعب صدقون. في ناس الموضوع في دماغها هيكتبه على طول. I don't mind any other topics. Remind yourself وانت بتكتب ان احنا مش بنكتب للناس مسيحيين, اوكي؟ احنا بنكتب mainly لناس either non-orthodox or non-christian. You can put it like question and answer, or you can make it like just a topic or title and essay. You do it the way you like. We will choose the best of these homework and we will make it flyer as a tool in our hands in any way we go. Okay?